John chapter 20, beginning with verse number 19. Then the same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. Stepping forward by faith, or stepping out by faith. Amen. Last Sunday night, we talked a little bit about the importance of faith and faith being action. Faith is something that you do. It's a response to the Word of God. It's a response to the promise of God's Word. And you act upon that promise. It's important to step out and to be involved in the business, the work of the Lord. You know that Jesus, in his earthly life, he was 12 years old and already understood the business that he was to be in. He understood his calling and his purpose. As a matter of fact, he was really curious as to why that his parents searched for him. And he said, Why did you search for me? Don't you know that this is the place I'm going to be, right here in the temple? I must be about my Father's business. Don't you know I must be about my Father's business? So even at the young age of 12, Jesus knew why he was in this world. He knew why he came. And I think it's important as Christians, it's very important that we understand that our life is not our own. Our life is not our own, but our life is to be lived for God. We are to be in the occupation, the business of doing God's purpose and God's will in our life. We should be occupied with doing the things that He has called us to do. That should be the thing that is the focus of our attention. We should be busy doing God's business. Amen. Too often, though, we are busy. I don't meet very many people that aren't pretty busy. They have a lot of things going on in their day in and day out, running and doing this and doing that. But I think it would be a worthwhile thing for us to really do a personal evaluation of our life, our time, our calendar, our schedule, and all the things that demand our lives, our time, and on a daily basis. Evaluate that, compare that to the call, to the purpose of God for your life, what it is that you should do. Sometimes the good is the enemy of the best. We can do a lot of good things, a lot of things that are noble and worthwhile things, but we are not doing really the thing that God has purposed for us to do. And a lot of times we don't because we're fearful. We don't because we don't have the faith to step out and do some of the things that God is calling us to do. I don't think there's any greater joy or fulfillment in any person's life than when you step out and just do what the Lord puts in your heart to do. And you see that in being fulfilled in your life. You step forward and you just begin by faith to do what the Lord wants you to do. It's not always an easy thing, especially on the flesh, to step out and do something that you've never done before, or to try something new, to step forward to do something that the Lord is speaking to your heart about doing. And so what we often do is we just fill up our life with a lot of other busy things, a lot of other activities. We stay busy Sometimes it's to dodge the very thing that God has put on your heart. The very call, the very purpose of God that he has put his finger upon your life. And so stepping forward in this area takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of faith. But whenever there is a move of God in your life and God is speaking to your heart about what to do, and I don't think it would be a bad thing even to start your day when you pray in the early part of your day and to ask the Lord, Lord, what about today? This is Monday. What do you want, Lord, me to be doing today? What is your will for my life? Would you direct my steps? Would you lead me into interaction with the people that you want me to interact? Would you give me grace and give me words and give to me, Lord, the power and the ability to say what you want me to say and to do what you want me to do, trusting the Lord to lead you into whatever new step, new direction, new thing that he might want to do in your life. You know, when we talk about worldliness, a lot of times we have one concept of what that means. It means, you know, we just think, well, that's just taking on the things of the world, loving the things of the world. Another definition for worldliness is human activity with God left out. Worldliness is human activity leaving God out of the picture. Oh, what a big mistake that we make if we just fill up our life with a lot of busy things and we forsake the most important thing. What is it that God wants me to be doing today or this week or right now in my life and my purpose for the Lord? And I think when the text that we read to you here from John chapter 20, this is after the resurrection, and the disciples, the Bible says in verse 19 that the disciples were shut up in their house. They were all closed up. The doors were shut and locked where they were assembled, and they were there because of fear. They were afraid of the Jews. I think it's a real irony that they're locked up for fear of the Jews, and Jesus has just died and placed in the tomb, and he's already resurrected, and the victory is walking around on the earth, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Jesus Christ, and they are that very first week after the resurrection, they are shut up in that place, the doors are locked, and they're scared to death, they're afraid to even go outside of their dwelling for fear. You know, fear will stop you from doing what God wants you to do. Fear will hinder you from being what God has called you to be. Amen. Fear is paralyzing. It will stop you. These disciples, if you look at these disciples in just a few weeks later, it's the same disciples that were emboldened by the power of the Holy Spirit who began that great outpouring of the Spirit there in Acts chapter 1 and 2. And then the church, the advancement of the church and the growth of the church, and all of these things begin to happen. It's the same group of people that just a few weeks before are locked up in their house for fear. So they have great potential. There was much that they could do and they would do if they could overcome their fear. But right now, they're locked up. I don't know, but what there may be many of us here in this service this morning, and we are living in that kind of a situation. We're not moving any direction. We're not doing anything that we know that God has put in our heart, and we're not doing it because we are paralyzed by fear. These disciples, a few weeks later, are ready to be martyrs, to give up their own life, but now they're afraid. Something mighty must have happened. Something supernatural had to happen to cause them to come out of that room, to come out of that lockdown dwelling, and to step out in resurrection power and fulfill the will of God. You got to step out, folks. We've got to step out. You've got to be willing to move forward and do what it is that the Lord is asking you to do. Maybe you've never done it before, but just go ahead and step forward and be used of the Lord. God will honor your faith. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear, the Bible says, has torment. But it also says that God didn't give us that spirit of fear. The source of that fear is satanic. It's demonic. It's from hell. It's of the devil. He's the one that causes you to doubt God and to doubt the word of God, to doubt the promises of God. It's the enemy of your soul that wants to destroy the potential of your life. Young people, your potential is before you. Your life is before you. The potential of your life is before you. But as you pursue other things, don't get distracted by a desire for things of this world. Don't get distracted by the lies of the enemy. Don't allow your fear to paralyze you and to keep you from being what God has called you to be. Step out, be bold, and the Lord will empower you to be what he's calling you to be. Amen. The Bible says that perfect love casteth out fear. That perfect love was embodied in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When Jesus steps on the scene, then things begin to change. Amen. This is a wonderful account. They're locked down in their room. No one can get in except Jesus comes through the door, comes through the wall. He's not hindered by anything. Nothing holds him back. Can you imagine what happened the instant that a whole group of disciples are gathered? They're there with all of the weight of this fear on them, and then suddenly someone appears in the room, steps in the room. They had to be afraid at first. They had to be afraid at the beginning. The Bible says that Jesus stepped into the room and says, "Peace be unto you." That means that there probably was a reaction at first when he came into the room. I don't know if they were hiding under the tables or looking for something somewhere. I don't know what was going on there, but Jesus just said, "Okay, peace, be settled down." Just like he did when he stepped out there on that ship on the Sea of Galilee that the disciples thought was going to be swallowed up by the storm, and Jesus steps up and says, "Peace be still." And he settled the storm. And so that's what Jesus did when he stepped into that room, was Jesus settled the whole atmosphere of the room and changed it from fear to faith in God, to confidence in the Lord. Amen. Do you know that the Lord has promised you, and I've experienced this, and many of you have experienced it, but if you'll step out in faith and do what the Lord is asking you to do, when you do that, the Lord has promised he's going to be with you. He has promised, "I'm going to be with you. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Hebrews 13 and 5. When Jacob vowed a vow unto the Lord about following the Lord and following in the purpose of God, he said, "I will go if you go with me." Praise God. That was kind of a common phrase or idea that was mentioned by several men of God in the Old Testament. Moses, when he was called of God, he kept offering excuses. "I'm not eloquent. I can't speak good. I don't have natural ability." And he was throwing all these excuses out for the reason why that he couldn't fulfill what the Lord was telling him to do. And the Lord said, "I am going to be with you." And Moses said, "If your presence is not with me, then I will not go." Amen. That's the promise that we have, that if we step forward for God in faith to obey the word of the Lord, that he's going to go with you. He's going to be with you. You're not going to go on your own, but God is going to empower you and be with you. Jesus is going to step into the room of fear and dispel all the worries and the doubt and give you the confidence to do what he's calling you to do. Praise God. Spoke those words also to Joshua. Joshua 1 and 5. "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life." Joshua is having a little time of I guess, concern. You know, I'm not Moses, I'm Joshua. Lord, I don't know about this job that you're giving to me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. And he just says, Joshua, no man is going to be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. What a promise to Joshua. That is also a promise for everyone that is willing to step out and do what God is calling you to do. Amen. Listen to the voice of God and have that kind of a confidence. These disciples, I know that they were in doubt. I know they were full of fear, but Jesus came into the room and dispelled the fear in the atmosphere of hopelessness and doubt. Locked down in that room. I think there are a lot of people in the body of Christ that they are just kind of, you know, locked down, and they're not really moving forward for God. They're not doing what they know that God has called them to do, and they have a lot of worries and fears about pursuing it. But I want you to know, God will be with you. God will help you. The Lord will empower you. So welcome the presence of the Lord into your life. Welcome the presence of the Lord into your daily experience, and just know with certainty that the Lord is with you, and he's going to be with you as you step out in faith. You know, the Bible says that we're ambassadors for Christ. We're out there every day, and we are representing Jesus Christ everywhere we go. When you represent the Lord, you're not always going to be welcomed. It's not always going to be easy. Everybody in this world is not open and receptive to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But even in this world that's often in opposition and antagonistic toward the things of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Lord has promised, I'm going to go with you. And even if you go out into a world that is doubting, into a world that is opposing, I'm going to empower you to face this generation. Praise God. So we can make it because the Lord has promised that he is going to be with us. Amen. Hebrews 7 and verse 25, it says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto him by God, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. We do not go out there alone. Sure, he's with us by his Spirit, but you need to be reminded of the fact that he ever liveth to intercede for you, that he is now on the right hand of the Father, praying and interceding for you. You're not on your own. You're not alone. The Lord is interceding for you. He is helping you. He is strengthening you. He is praying for you. He's interceding for you. John chapter 17 is Christ's prayer for the church. It was his prayer for his disciples. And he was praying, Lord, when I leave, Lord, I pray that you would keep them. I pray that you would empower them. John 17 and verse 15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. We've never been called to isolate ourselves from the world. We've never been called to shut ourselves in from the world. We're called of God to make a mark on the world. We're called of God to be salt. We're called of God to be a light to the world. Every one of us, we're not to be shut in and completely closed in for fear that we're going to be impacted or influenced by the world. No, we have been called to be influencers. We've been called of God to make a mark upon this world. And that was the prayer of Jesus. Verse 16, he says, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Praise God. When Jesus stepped into that room, he spoke peace into that situation. And that group of disciples, something dramatic began to happen. First of all, they saw Jesus step into the room, and they saw the supernatural way that he came into the room. They recognized that this is truly Jesus. And then he shows them the wounds in his hand and in his side. And they are convinced this is the Jesus that we followed, that was crucified. And he is victorious over death, hell, and the grave. This is that Jesus. And when they saw and recognized that this was truly Christ, the Son of God, the Bible says, then they were glad. Then they were glad. So their attitude of fear and hopelessness, being shut in, is now changed. Because now they recognize that this is Jesus Christ. He is the supernatural Son of God who has manifested himself in this atmosphere of fear, and he has dispelled it all, and now they were glad. That just means they went from fearful hiding to now rejoicing and happy and grateful because the Lord has stepped in to the room. Praise God. Hallelujah. They were assembled there for fear, it says in verse 20. And when he had said so, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Jesus appeared to them to give them a reminder of the commission that he had already given to them, the Great Commission. Just as I was sent into this world, so am I sending you into this world to do the things that I have called you to do, to be willing to step forward. You know, we say this a lot, but it's just the truth. The safest place for you to be is in the center of the will of God. That's the safe place to be, right where God wants you to be. Don't step out of that place of safety where God wants you to be. You do, and you're gonna find trouble and conflict and problems, and you're not gonna be able to fulfill what God is calling you to do. The safe place is in the center of the will of God, and he's telling these fearful disciples, rejoice, be glad. I have called you, and I'm now gonna send you forth. Step out in faith. Now, when I say step out in faith, I'm not suggesting that everybody here go to the mission field. I'm not suggesting that everybody here is called to preach, or everybody's going to pastor, or everybody here is going to do this, some other ministry. I'm just saying that many times we're right in our own congregation, and the Lord wants to use us, and he wants to expand our vision and what he wants to do in our life. It's his will and it's his purpose, but for some reason, we've allowed the enemy to close us down with fear and to stop us from moving forward into the things that God has for us. I want to encourage you, be willing to do the will of God. Amen. John chapter 10 and verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, behold, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise God. Now that sounds like if you step out to do something for God, that God is going to empower you over every adversary, over every enemy, everything that you might face. God is going to provide the help. And I can tell you, I've served the Lord quite a few years. And yeah, there have been setbacks and troubles and heartaches along the way. But oh, the Lord has been so faithful. He is always so faithful. And he has proven himself again and again and again. I remember when Marsha and I, just before we got married, matter of fact, it might have been right at the time when we were talking about getting married. And I told her, I said, well, you know, I feel called to preach and called to pastor. And, of course, she had been raised up in a pastor's home. And she said something like, this is not a perfect quote, but she said something like this, really? Are you sure? Are you sure? She had been raised in a pastor's home. She knew what it could be like, what it could be like. She understood that. But never again did she ever doubt it. And she's been that perfect pastor's wife all these years. Amen. Got quiet for a minute there. Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. All these years, the Lord has made a way through trouble, difficulty, challenges. The Lord makes a way as we step out in faith to do what the Lord has asked us to do. And I'm just convinced that there may be some of us here in this service today that you've allowed fear to shut you down, literally. You're just shut down. So you filled up your life with a lot of busy things, a lot of activities, and the Lord is nudging you. This is what I have for you. This is what I want you to do. I want you to fulfill this ministry, do this work, and I'll empower you to do whatever you face. I'll equip you and I'll empower you to do this work. Amen. Let's stand together. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you can destroy fear and you can empower your people, Lord, with a desire, an ability, Lord, to do those things that you've called us to do. I pray, Lord, for those that are part of this congregation right now that are shut in, shut down, and they are filled with fear. Their life, Lord, has been so stopped and so hindered by fears in their life. Lord, I know that those fears have not come from God. They are satanic. And I know, Lord, that the enemy wants to use those, Lord, to stop us, to hinder us from being the man or the woman of God that you've called us to be. So, Lord, I pray that you would just reveal yourself once again. Dispel the doubts and the fear. I pray, Lord, that you'd manifest your Holy Spirit and your presence, Lord, in the lives of those, Lord, that are struggling right now. Let them know, Lord, that you're with them and you're not going to leave them. You're going to be with them every step of the way. Just as you were with Moses, just as you were with Joshua, just as you were with Jacob and many others, Lord, of forefathers, Lord, spiritual forefathers, Lord, that you've proven yourself again and again. I will go with you. I will be with you. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.